Recorded. This meeting is being transcribed.
You're live.
Let's call the meeting to order. Let's see, we have a quorum. One, two, three, four, five, six. We have 12 active members. So we've got a quorum today. Let's go through roll call. I'm Daniel Weaver, the chair of the Railroad Advisory Board.
Kevin Tyler, Clark County Public Works.
Danielle Cowley, Clark County Public Works.
Neil Chambers, Railroad Advisory Board.
John Hanson, Railroad Advisory Board.
Mark Daniels, Railroad Advisory Board.
Jim Malinowski, Railroad Advisory Board.
Jim Pearson, Railroad Advisory Board.
Back here.
Steve Jagielski, property owner.
Michael O'Connell, former property owner at Holman Station. I'm a fan of riding Amtrak trains, which I've done multiple times from coast to coast, and also really supportive of the efficiency that railroads bring to transporting goods.
Randy Williams, Chalachi Prairie Railroad.
Dave Bell, property owner and concerned citizen.
And then online, we have Maggie Dirk with the City of Vancouver, Jackie Lane, Kathleen Otto, county manager, Kevin McDowell, prosecuting attorney's office, Kim O'Hara, Mark Herseg with City of Battleground, Railroad Advisory Board member, and then Nancy Halverson.
Welcome all. Has everyone read the minutes? I have a couple of clarifications to be made. On page two of the minutes, the bridge painting, it wasn't clear there what bridge we were talking about, so if we just insert somewhere in there that's the bridge over Highway 99.
Yeah, we can add that.
And the other thing I wanted to clarify, that the comment by David McDonald when saying he was refuting me as saying, I said that the overlay was approved in 2019, and he said it was 2018. The county website is slightly misleading in what it says. The work on the FRDU was all done in 2018, and it was included in the 2018 comp plan update that was approved in January, the first week in January of 2019. So it was late after all the work was done, and they wanted to get some work put on the board, so they approved that small footprint in the comp update in January of 2019 for the 2018 year.
Dan, do you want that reflected in the minutes, or is it just for public testimony today, just to
probably
clarify?
Put it in the minutes.
Okay.
Okay, any other comments or questions about the minutes? Do I have a motion?
Motion to accept the amended minutes.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Minutes are approved. I don't have any. John Schaefer is with his family at the beach probably still. He said he would get back late today, so probably wouldn't make the meeting. So nobody here from PVJR, so let's hear from DYCX.
Thank you, Dan. We're doing okay. We had our July runs. Unfortunately, train robbers showed up third weekend in July and robbed our train and our passengers, but the passengers seem to have a good time with it. Rumor has it they'll be back this coming weekend for our second run of train robbers. Overall, passenger count, we're doing about the same as we did last year. However, because of the rock slide, we've reduced our tickets 40%. Therefore, financially, we're starting to feel the burn. We're at a point that we're questioning our expenditures until we get back into a full running mode. Hopefully, we'll get the contract. If everything goes by the timeline we've been given, we should be able to recover towards the end of the year. As far as track, we're doing a little bit of maintenance on our side. I had a crew out last weekend working. And if you haven't seen it, because of the rock slide and the weight restriction on Bridge 25, we're running a 25-ton locomotive that four members bought from, I think it was Lanthrop Lumber, number 9. It's a 25-ton GE. And then two cabooses and one flat car with benches and an awning on it. So that way we qualified for the weight. All that was run past a structural engineer and approved that we could run those cars. And that's all the cars we can run. Once we get down the hill, the 25-ton has a little traction issue getting back up the hill. So running any more cars, it's kind of prohibitive. Once the Bridge 25 is fixed, we'll be able to put the Alco S2 back on the tracks. Plenty of traction there. It's 115-ton. And once the rock side's cleared, then we could get down farther down to the highway crossing. And we'll restore fares to our previous rate. Anybody have any questions for me? If not, I'll pass it back and interested to hear about the county activities.
Thank you. Any other questions about that? Okay. Kevin, want to tell us about county activities?
Yes. So the bridge repairs contract with RailWorks track system has been officially paused while we wait for material. So they were given a certain number of working days to construct the repairs. And in order to not jeopardize the number of working days in the contract, we put the contract on pause until the materials could be obtained. So RailWorks has been working on getting all of their submittals into our construction manager, getting those approved, and getting their materials ordered. And looks like they'll be under construction in another month, it looks like. So anticipating still getting all of the in-water work done within that in-water work window. May need to request an extension with the agencies, but we'll do that when the time comes necessary. So still on track to get those repairs done this year. Don't have an update for you on the roadbed rehabilitation project because we're waiting to see how much funding is left remaining after the bridge repairs are done. Get that project out to bid in November, hopefully, and working to see, you know, what we can get done with the remaining funds. And then the only other thing that I have an update, the Railroad Advisory Board members that you all recommended for approval at the couple meetings ago has been forwarded to the county manager's office. As soon as the county manager takes action on that, it'll show up on the council agenda for them to affirm that appointment, and I'll let our three new members know when that happens so that we can get them officially on board, get you some name tags here, and that's all that we can give you, really. There's no shirts or pins or anything like that. But we'll get you official, and then we'll go through the Open Public Meetings Act training for you guys. So if you guys have questions about that and you haven't heard from me, please reach out and I'll give you an update. But that's where we stand right now. And any questions?
I just noticed looking at our roster that a number of us have our terms ending at the end of this year, and I know I would like to continue on.
We'll have an announcement later in probably November or so, and then have everybody that wants to re-up for another hitch will notify us, and then we'll put you in for renewal.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. That's a good reminder. And we'll probably get that started sooner than later. Just things take time at the county, and we'll need to get going on it. So thanks for the reminder.
Hey, Kevin.
I saw a couple other questions.
Yeah, on the RailWorks delay, just for everybody, I've spent a lot of time out there with them. One of the problems is the age of the trestles. The timbers are odd shaped or odd sizes. They're not like they can go down to the Home Depot and pick them up. The Bridge 25 has a 9x17 stringer in it that's bad. Standard size is 9x16. So they have to find the lumber, mill the lumber, dry it out, creosote it, and then get it here. So there's a bunch of odd sizes. I've been working with the person who's doing the acquisitions with RailWorks, and he just, yeah, this is odd, and that's odd, and it's going to take a while. So that's part of the delay, and they want to have everything here. They also mentioned that they want to work 6 days a week because they'll have people in hotels. So that may catch up some with them as well. And the county's project engineer was going to evaluate that request of being able to work. I mean, they're coming from all over the country, so it makes sense. Anyway, I just want to chime in on that. Thank you.
Looks like there's one more question in the back.
Yeah.
This is Dave Earl. Was any of the U.S. representatives asked for any help from this for upgrading the landslide or anything? On Willamette Shore Trolley, we got $3 million from Luminar and Merkley that came from Congress, and there's still money available. So I'm just wondering if you would ask Marie Guffenkamp if she could help out. And you said there's some cross ties that you can't find. We have about five. I think they're like 14 or 17 inches by. They're cross timbers that we have left over from our rebuilding. And give me some dimensions, and maybe I'll find out if we can donate it. So.
Thanks. That's a good question about the cross timbers. We can connect you with the project manager and see what can be done. Yeah, and then about the legislative activities, I can reach out to our policy lead here at the county and find out what the latest is. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, any other questions, comments? Okay, the railroad presentation and open house, we're probably at a stalemate right now, as I understand there's nothing at the council or with respect to community planning in terms of implementing the FRDU property and getting the development regulations done. So we're kind of at a standstill there. So in terms of presentation and open house, we still need to accumulate data. So to the extent that you're working on data, we should need to, can you work on that and maybe not at a breakneck speed, but certainly put it together so we can have it available to any community communication we can do. We can get that out to the public. And continuing with freight rail dependent use, I have a copy of a letter that was sent to the council from the Clark County Citizens United about property owners in the North County that are really holding out to develop their land along the railroad. And there is some significant pieces of property up there that would be available. I've sent a copy of this letter. I've sent it to Kevin, and he's going to distribute it to all the board members. and it's available through the counselor's office, because it went to a counselor's. And there is property up there if we want to look into that area in terms of development. There probably is less resistance and significantly more support, according to Jim. There is quite a bit of support up there for development in that area. So that may be something that we want to consider working on, getting FRDU going again, or 5517 property available up there. So it's something we need to look at. I'm going to ask Jim if he'll talk to, because apparently he's on the board of Citizens United, if you could talk to them up there and get some more facts on it and see if we can't do something with them.
Yeah, I think that it's my opinion that the strong majority in North County wants jobs and wants development in North County. And there are a few newcomers that come in with their 5 acres and then they don't want anybody else to move up there. And I think that, and you know, a lot of these people had logging jobs and they've lost their income from that. They're looking for other kinds of work closer to home. So anything that can, any kind of development that could take place in North County, I think would have support.
So we'll gain a little bit more information on that if you can do that, and then maybe at the next meeting we'll make a decision whether we want to focus some effort on it and how we want to organize that and go forward. Any questions about that?
No, I think it's a good idea.
Any new business that anyone wants to bring up? Okay, do we have public testimony? Anybody back here?
Well, I'm Steve Jagielski. I just wanted to say I took my grandkids up to the Shalachie Prairie Railroad, and they loved it, you know, and I just want to compliment the people who are the conductors there and how they treated my kids, grandkids. I mean, they loved it. They were sort of semi-afraid, but by the time they got off the train, they were just all happy. You know, they thought it was just great, and I want to thank you for that. And then the other thing is the actual train goes by through our property on 131st and Lauren Road. It intersects. And the kids were there. They heard the train. We went running down there. And I just want to say that. And first of all, the engineer, he made a point of waving to them, and the kids were just excited taking pictures. But how it stimulates a young person's mind. And I can't say that enough, because they were asking me questions that I'm going, whoa, you know, they were going, where's it going, Grandpa? Where'd it come from? What are they hauling? You know, why is there only one car? You know, things like that. And, you know, I hear people talking about how, oh, it's so close to Lauren and Glenwood schools. And all I can think about is how it could stimulate these people's minds, young people's minds, and into future growth or jobs. And as the railroad gets bigger, there will be more jobs available. And kids will see that. Don't count the kids short that way, people. Okay? That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you make a comment about what I saw down in New Mexico about the railroad?
Sure, if you want to.
Okay. Last month, I was in a family union in Arizona, New Mexico. and there's a railroad that runs from Taos down to Santa Fe, and it's not only entertainment railroad, like the Shlaki, but it also provides public transportation. And Taos is only, Dan, you looked it up, 6,500 people, and of course, Santa Fe is much larger, but it is well-used, well-maintained. The public enjoys it. I mean, I saw people standing there, were getting ready to go to Santa Fe, and the train is coming back to bring people. But it's, if anybody ever gets a chance to get down there, look at it. I think it's something that long-term this county should look at, and I think we have a gentleman back there would support it 100%. It's something to look at long-term.
Do they haul freight on that railroad?
I didn't see any freight trains. It was strictly for entertainment ideas. They have free rides for kids. They have a dog for dogs. They got all kinds of things they had, but I didn't see any. It all looks like it's just a shot down the middle between the two freeways from Santa Fe to Taos going back and forth.
How far is that, do you know?
Oh, it's like an hour and a half drive on a car. So it's a ways.
So, you know, 90 to 100 miles.
Yeah, and I, matter of fact, I just got back from Alaska and took a train ride from Denali to Whitaker, which is 9.5 hour ride, and it was absolutely gorgeous going through the countryside and seeing wildlife. We went through a number of towns. It was a wonderful trip. I think people are short selling this in Clark County, what could be developed here long term.
Thank you.
Kind of comment on that.
Get on the phone, microphone.
I would like to comment on that. I was a couple, 3 years ago, I was down in Arizona, and we took a rail trip on the Verde Railroad, and it went down along a, you know, some of the virgin country through there, and they gave you a box meal when you got on the train and magazines and everything. And what was nice is they got out in certain areas and pointed out features, geology and everything, archaeology. And when we got back, there was about 50 people waiting to get on there again, and they were all booked up for all summer long, you know. So it was something that was really, I think it took probably about, not counting the stops, it took about two and a half hours to traverse, you know, down and back. But it was very well organized, and by, you know, by everything that I saw, that people were just really, really looking forward to doing that again.
Okay. Sir.
Yeah, this is Dave Rowe. It's 64 miles from Albuquerque to Santa Fe, and I've ridden it. It is a beautiful ride, and we could develop something like this in years to come. And just talking about, when I was working on Max, I would take kids from Glen Ferris School, which is 148th in Burnside, to Ruby Junction, and I made 7 trips, and it was 30 kids in that on that field trip, and it was every kid wrote me thank you and said they really enjoyed the train ride. So younger kids and even older kids, people like me, love to ride the train. It rails is a lot different than riding a rubber-tired automobile.
Just a comment on that. Growing up in South Dakota, our teachers took us on a rail trip, the old Milwaukee Railroad, through the countryside and all that stuff, and talked to us and educated us about the rail and what it's used for and different things like that. So it was an educational process too. It wasn't just business process, but educational. Yep.
Okay. Any comments from online people?
I'm not seeing anybody with their hand raised, but if you're online and you would like to speak, address the Railroad Advisory Board, please raise your hand or take yourself off mute and identify yourself. not seeing anybody.
Okay. One other thing I will just make you aware of, there apparently is going to be some action or discussion by the council on the surface mining overlay that has been in contention up at, in the north, that may be coming up. If you watch the agenda, that may be something that we want to weigh in on. That was, that's where the gravel would be coming from that Eric was going to haul down the line and use that upper line, and then they were going to contribute significantly to the upgrade of the railroad.
So is there a date when they're going to discuss this?
Say again?
Is there a date that they're going to discuss this?
No, I just am aware that it is coming up for discussion. I just don't know when.
It's very difficult to find out when these things are coming before the council. Is there a possibility staff could alert us when these will happen so that we can at least sit in on it?
Yeah, I can keep my eye open for that stuff and send you guys a notice when I see it.
I think the one thing you can do, I guess, is look at the council calendar. The topics are usually posted on there.
Well, I've done that, but it can be very confusing.
I agree.
How about, why don't I just show you guys right now where you can find that information? So this would be the main county website. So right here where it says council agendas, minutes, webcasts, et cetera, click on that, scroll down, and it'll be, this will be the date and the you know, time, and then the different topics are through here. So this week there's a couple of work sessions, council time, and this would be the council time agenda for that week.
The problem with that is that puts the burden on us to be looking at that stuff every day to find out when something's of interest to us. And I don't think that's reasonable. I think if there's a group of people in the county that are interested in a particular topic, there ought to be a way to alert them that these things are happening rather than requiring us to go to that website so frequently to find out.
And I also want to point out that new items are placed at the end of the week. So if you look Friday or Monday morning, you'll see, you know, what the agenda is for that week that's coming up. But as I mentioned, I can keep an eye on this and get things out to you when I know about them.
Can you go back to the first page?
All right.
Previously, when we were working on the FRDU or anything related to the railroad, the community planning department included us on the mailing list, but they've totally frozen us out of that process entirely in this go around. They don't copy us on anything. They don't even, I don't think Kevin even gets copies of it. Okay, anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Kevin, can I ask one other question on the RailWorks contract?
Yes,
is there any traction on the repair for the motor vehicle accident at Heisen?
Yes, we've asked them for a quote.
Okay,
to make that repair under,
try to get
under
it done
a change order on the contract, yes.
Cool, all right, yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anything over here? Anything else back here? Anybody online?
Yeah, it looks like Kim O'Hara has raised her hand. Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, I just have a question
about
keeping people updated with that kind of information that are not just the Railroad Advisory Board people, but people like me, because I check that council website all the time, and sometimes they do sneak things and sometimes we don't know. Is there a way for you, Kevin, to CC people who, you know, regularly come to these meetings but are not seated on the board with any of the railroad stuff that will come before the council?
Hi, Kim. Yes. So if you're included in the meeting invite, what I can do is when I find out about items that would be pertinent to the Railroad Advisory Board, I can send it out to the entire group. So any board members plus anybody who's interested. So I believe that you're included on those normal meeting invites, so that's not a problem.
I am. Thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, anything else? Do I hear a motion for adjournment?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded, we adjourn. Anybody opposed to that? We're adjourned.
Thanks, everybody.
So I've done a little bit of work on this, on my assignment. Sorry, it's not, but I just wanted to give this to you. And this is a list of questions I think we should maybe be asking.
And what's this related to?